From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has welcomed what he called the warm climate of reconciliation and dialogue after his sister and other members of a high-level North Korean delegation returned from opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Security analyst Harry Kazianis with the Center for the National Interest said the North Korean leader likely feels emboldened.
All the different pageantry and photo ops that showed his sister and other senior North Korean officials, you know, meeting with the South and being in the VIP booth during the opening games of the Winter Olympics was a clear win for them.
Host President Moon Jae-in met four times with Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, who handed him what is called a personal letter from her brother proposing an inter-Korean summit. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence signaled more openness to talk with the North without precondition over its nuclear weapons, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson affirmed Monday in Cairo the first step must be taken by Pyongyang.
As we've said for some time, it's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way.
Pence said if the North wants sanctions relief, it must first take meaningful steps toward denuclearization. South Africa reports indicate the leadership of the ruling African National Congress has decided to remove embattled President Jacob Zuma over corruption allegations. The party's leadership met for hours with him Monday. Meanwhile, the opposition is calling for the dissolution of parliament and new elections, given a looming change in leadership. Musi Momani leads the Democratic Alliance.
So that we can contest elections and ultimately give them a fresh mandate to a sixth parliament.
Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, elected ANC party chief in December, appears set to assume office should Mr. Zuma, whose mandate expires next year, step down early. This is VOA News.